Thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show. Here is the weekend of January 29th, 2022.
Okay, so what do you think are the most popular emojis that people are using right now? Okay, number one, the face with the tears of joy, of course. Oh, and a red heart. And then number three on the list is rolling on the floor, laughing, and thumbs up. I use that all the time. Number four and number five, loudly crying face. That's like the face with the tears coming down. Well, the reason why I bring that up is that we have some brand new emojis that are coming out. Are you ready? Heart hands. Yes, I use those a lot. The troll, a biting lip, a melting face. I guess the melting faces since what, the pandemic hit. And how about some beans? I mean, and haven't you always wanted to send bubbles to somebody? Me neither. But here's the deal. iPhone users, don't bother sending the new meteor emoji to your Android friends. It's just not going to have the same impact. Oh, yes, I promise they get better as the show goes on, because after all, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the biggest, it's the best, it's the baddest. And you can find the Kim Komando Show, because after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us as a podcast or as a webcast whenever you want, 24/7. That's right. I'm there over at getkim.com. And a special shout out and salute goes to all of our servicemen and women in 175 different countries, 200 ships at sea that get the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And of course, I'm sure you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And I'm so thrilled that our T-Mobile line, our unlimited listener line, is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech, and it's happening right now. And we're going to start off with Spotify was hit with an ultimatum from the legendary musician Neil Young. And he said, either remove the Joe Rogan Experience podcast or pull all of my music from Spotify. And the reason why Young said that Spotify has a responsibility to stop the spread of misinformation. Well, calling Rogan out for spreading fake information about vaccines. So what did Spotify do? They removed Neil Young's music. And they said, we hope to welcome you back soon, Neil. All right. They didn't spend a lot of time on their decision, because it was Neil Young versus Joe Rogan's podcast that is a Spotify exclusive with about, I don't know, 11 million listeners. And that wasn't the only online controversy this past week. On Wednesday, YouTube permanently banned conservative commentator and Fox host Dan Bongino, saying that he tried to get around this previous suspension being when he violated YouTube's terms of service. Now, I'm not here to take sides, but I just want you to be aware of something. It begs the big question, why can big tech move public figures and act so quickly, like in a nanosecond? But when you ask these companies that are raking in multi-million dollars, billions of dollars, they just can't seem to get all the terrorists, the murderers, the child pornographies offers, I mean, off of their site. Why can't they do that? Makes you think, doesn't it? All right, number two, trading your data for deals. That's right. Anything free nowadays is not free. You know that. Whether you're using Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it. I mean, Gmail, it's not free, because in exchange, these companies are getting your data and then they sell it, and then that's how they make their money. But what you may not know is, and we've talked about it a few times, is that television makers like Vizio, for example, when you go and see that TV and you're like, wow, what a deal on that television. It's so incredibly cheap. Well, the reason why it's cheap is because Vizio is collecting all this data about you. As a matter of fact, Vizio makes more money from selling viewer data than it does from making money by selling televisions. So the reason why I bring that up is that LG says that they have now connected TVs to serve even more targeted ads. This is what they're telling their advertisers. You can have very targeted ads with specific demographic details. If you want a 40-year-old woman with 2.3 kids, guess what? We can deliver that, and she's a teacher, or she's a lawyer, a doctor, whatever it may be, or he is. Their shopping habits, just like being online. Now, over at Komando.com, we have the step-by-step instructions to limit what your smart TV can track. But the next time you see a really great deal on a television, I want you to think like, okay, what am I going to do with that? I mean, how can I turn off all this tracking? Because trust me, it's an even better deal for the manufacturer. All right, number three, an Apple update a day keeps the hackers away. That's right. You always need to know that you need to get these updates, right? Well, no matter what operating system, what other program, your hardware, your router. Well, there's a really big problem in Safari. It's been around for a while, and it's a big problem because it allows websites to read your data from open Safari windows with a Google ID and other information. So if you don't want websites snooping around on your data, what you want to do is make sure that if you have an iPhone, do this immediately. Update to iOS 15.3. If you have an iPad, you want to get the latest version of the iPad OS, and that's 15.3. And for Mac owners, there's also an update for that, and that has version 12.2. So I know you're sitting there going, what was that number? I can't remember all that. Well, I don't expect you to. That's why we have it all written out for you in a lot of details with complete instructions, step-by-step instructions over at commando.com. Just click the link that says Kim Show at the very top of the page. And of course, that's Commando with a K, of course. Now, one more thing that you need to know about updates. If you have any smart lights in your house, be sure to turn them off before an update because you don't want to attract any bugs. Oh, I know, that was bad. Okay, number four, the Wordle of the day is Troll. That's right. Have you played Wordle yet? Oh, it is so much fun. And it's this game that you just play if you haven't tried it out yet. Is that a game you play right in a browser and you get only one new word a day and you get six tries at it. But now the trolls are spoiling it for everybody. Like, for example, there was a Twitter account called Wordlinator, and they say they were on a mission to stop Wordle bragging. See, after you win the puzzles, that there's a share button, and then you can just share your score with everybody on your social media accounts. And so anyway, Wordlinator would reply with, here's tomorrow's word, ouch. Okay, so how did they figure out what tomorrow's word is in Wordle? Well, here's the deal. Wordle is a simple game, as I mentioned, it's in a browser. So if you look at the source code, if you look at the source code for that web page, you can see the puzzle answers for the coming day. But let me just give you a couple hints. Now, if you are playing Wordle, don't just go ahead and put anything as the first guess. What you want to do is use a lot of vowels, like use the words like ado or ideal. No matter how many vowels you guessed, you want your second word to have some common letter combinations like SH or ST. Now, when you guess the correct letters, it's either green or yellow. Green means that the letter is in the right place. Yellow means that it's somewhere in that word. But here's what you need to know, a little fun fact. A green letter can be used twice in the word, but it's only shown once when you reveal it. Now, I'm not encouraging cheating, but there are a ton of sites that have like Scrabble answers and Scrabble hints. And so you could say like Scrabble words, five letters that start with a W or with a K, just if you get kind of like really stuck. But as far as puzzle games go, Wordle is pretty fun, but others like Connect the Dots, that's where I draw the line. All right, number five, robotic dog checks homeless people's temps. What's going on? You've seen that robotic dog, Boston Dynamics, little yellow dog. They called it Spot. It has four legs, no head. And it's that one that they show dancing to all the pop tunes. It's really great. Depending on where you live, you might have some various businesses like government agencies, other places taking temperature checks before you actually enter the premises. Because after all, a fever can be a symptom of COVID. So in Hawaii, the Honolulu Police Department, they would also have officers do the same at the homeless camps. But now, this is really interesting to me. That's why I want to tell you guys about it, is that the department is using Spot to take their temperatures instead. So while the robotic dog costs $150,000, wow, I thought my golden retriever were expensive. Anyway, the Honolulu Police Department says it's paid for itself over the course of 3 months. This is kind of a weird number. The police department says over 3 months, using the robotic dog Spot for this role, they save anywhere from $117,000 to $242,000. Like I said, that's like this huge spread, right? They say it's based on how much they would have to pay officers to take temperatures of homeless people combined. If they were exposed to COVID-19, they'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks, right? I'll tell you, it's really amazing, the whole robotic evolution that we're seeing right now. I mean, I used to fear robotics. I did. But after seeing how dangerous stupid people can really be, I'll take artificial intelligence over no intelligence any day of the week. And you want to stay right where you are, because coming up in just a few moments, if you connected your bank account to some other financial app, you could be entitled for a settlement. We have that. And of course, we're going to start all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you can't get through by the phones, you can always shoot me an email. I read every single one. And to do that, just head over to the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is, of course, you ready? KOMANDO.com. And up in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And how about we start this hour with Shell in Irving, Texas. Hello there, Shell.
Hi there, Kim. Thank you for having me on.
Betcha.
A small correction to begin with. I'm in Irving, but I'm in Irving, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. We were close. We had the T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's correct.
Got it. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I responded on a Facebook post you had last Friday about, I believe it was a lady up in New Jersey that basically was saved because her, I believe it was her Apple Watch or Apple product that sent out an alarm message to first responder.
Yeah, you know what it was, Shell, is that she was in New Jersey, as you mentioned. She works and she was putting together these flowers, and she got on a ladder. I think, oh no, wreath. She got on a ladder to see what the wreath looked like, and she fell off the ladder. And then she had her AirPods in, and then even though she couldn't move, she was able to say, you know, I don't want to say it out loud because then people's devices will go crazy, right? But she was able to call emergency response and get help because she was connected to her AirPods and her phone, which was amazing.
Yeah, I thought that story was so interesting because just a few days prior here in this little town, I work for the local sheriff's department here, and the town of Irving, they have their own police department, and we it's a small little county, so we scan each other's channels when we are out on the road, and the Irving Police Department was dispatched to a fall alarm from an Apple Watch, and although every emergency call is serious enough, but it was a little bit funny to listen to the dispatcher, because she made a statement with like a little question mark. It said, we got an alarm from an Apple Watch, and then she was quiet for a few seconds, and she came back with the GPS coordinates that translated into a local address. And one of the units from the Irving Police Department got there first. They were pretty close by, and they found this elderly woman laying unconscious in the back of her yard.
Oh, my gosh. And
so the Apple Watch actually had called dispatch with the coordinates, and I thought that was just such a cool tech thing to have. I'm skeptical to a lot of tech gadgets around, but that's one of the better ones, I believe. So
now, well, let me ask you a question. So, Shell, when it comes in to the dispatch, I mean, does it say call from Apple Watch?
I believe that's what it said. And talking to the dispatcher, she had never received anything like that before. So the first couple of seconds, she was kind of didn't really know what to do, but then she saw the GPS coordinates, and they translated that into a physical address here in town. And lo and behold, this elderly woman, she had fallen on the ice and had a pretty good gash in the back of her head. And from what I understand, the Apple Watch will sense the fall, and then it will let the user either decline the alarm or send the alarm, but she was unresponsive, so that
sends it automatically. Yeah, it sends it.
And
you know,
I thought that was just the coolest thing. So
It really is. And you know, so the fall detection in your watch, it's actually turned on by default if you're 65 years of age or older. So if you're under 65, you know, go ahead and if you wear a watch, just enable it. Because Shell, this is just a great example of a watch really making a difference, technology making a difference, possibly saving this woman's life, right? And over at Komando.com, we've got some information about how to set up the medical ID. There's also a blood oxygen sensor. And there's also a story about a woman in Orlando, 26 years old, has her 9-month-old in the back seat, and she gets sideswiped by a drunk driver. Her husband was probably 3 car lengths behind him. behind her, rather. She was able to actually call 911 through her Apple Watch even before her husband got there, which is pretty amazing technology. Shell, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And again, if you need more information about how to set up your Apple Watch for fall detection, we've got you covered from A to Z. Just hit commando.com and stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and some tips you don't want to miss. All right, it's time now for our crypto tip of the week. And, oh, you know what the title is? The IRS is watching. That's right. If you've already started on your taxes or if you haven't already, and if you're relatively new to trading crypto, you should know that the IRS is taking a huge interest. That's right. They want their cut, these digital currencies over the past few years. And so the way that the IRS sees it, crypto is the same as property, and it's taxed in a similar way to stocks. So if you purchased any kind of crypto with U.S. dollars, and if you haven't done anything with it since, which is highly unlikely, you shouldn't need to report it. But if you've used crypto to buy any kinds of goods and services, it does need to be reported. Same goes if you sell crypto for the government-issued money, talking about dollars, or you trade it for any other type of crypto. Now, reporting the activity, they say, doesn't mean you're going to be taxed for it, but not reporting it could put you at risk for penalties, or even worse, possible tax evasion charges. So if you're not completely sure about all this crypto stuff and your taxes, make sure you ask a bona fide tax professional, which I am not, just letting you know. But I am an expert about crypto, and I wrote a book about it. So if you're getting just started with crypto, we have the perfect solution for you. It's called Cryptocurrency 101. You can find it on Amazon, written by me, of course, last name Commando with a K. So just search Amazon for Commando and then pick up Cryptocurrency 101. Back to the phones, we go with Ron in Orlando, Florida. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, Kim. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm a long-term listener when I can. And also, I follow your online articles that you have. For example, the one that came out here today is on converting old VHF tapes to digital. So I'm looking at that, and that's one of the things I'm going to try. But that's not the basis of my question.
Okay.
So my question is, my wife and I were very fortunate to do a lot of traveling in our career, and we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 5,000 photographs, wow, hard copy photographs, 4x5s primarily. And what I'd like to do is digitize all of those and also organize them as I'm doing them. So I'm looking for a device which allows me to do that fairly rapidly. I obviously can do it picture by picture on my computer, I mean, on my
scanner,
printer.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for something that allows me just to feed in the photographs and save them in some format, whether it be in the cloud or whether it be a thumb drive or whatever. But that's what I'm looking for some advice on.
So how many countries did you guys go to, do you think?
We probably went to 35 or 40 countries.
Wow, that's amazing. And so is there a standout trip?
Well, at the time, we were actually living over in Budapest, Hungary. And we were able to travel from there, so we covered most of Europe. And then we covered things like Iceland and all the other countries around it. And I can't really say that one is better than another because they all have their own ideas of, you know, sometimes
sure,
we saw festivals going on. Sometimes we just met people from those countries. So, like I said, we were very fortunate.
Yeah. You can learn, you know, you learn a lot when you travel. You know, I'm a big travel buff. Yeah. And it's, you know, if I could go tomorrow, I would, you know, that's where I would be going, someplace, somewhere. And it's really expanding your horizons and you see things in different perspectives. But about your photos, yeah, we don't want to have you sit there and go one photo, four photos at a time, because that's kind of crazy, right?
Right.
There. Epson is, they have something called the fast photo scanner, and it's undoubtedly just not my opinion. It's my opinion, you know, times 10 of any expert if you want a fast photo scanner. It does one photo every second. Okay. And then it also, and it also has software, and it comes with ways to organize it. And so after you get the scanner, you're going to put it in your computer, and then we're going to put it up in the cloud because you used one phrase with your photos. And if I was there, I'm going to come slap your hand with a ruler, young man. And what that is that we're never going to put anything really important on a thumb drive, okay? Because, you know, what happens is that we lose thumb drives. I mean, you probably have five or six sitting in your desk right now. I know I do. Okay, and I really, we don't know what's on them. We have no idea, okay? But someday we're going to get around to putting that thumb drive in and seeing exactly what it does. So so what we want to do is always make sure that we put everything up in the cloud because thumb drives, they're prone to, you know, getting damaged or just put, like I mentioned, you know, we put them in the drawer. We forget that they exist. They get thrown away. And so what I want to make sure is that you always have copies of these photos. And then in addition to that, what you could do after that, Ron, is with each photo, like in Google Photos, you could put maybe notes about each picture, and and you can actually plot them on a map, you know, at certain times. And, you know, so you can say, here's all the pictures of Iceland, Budapest, Berlin, you know, wherever you traveled. And then you can make photo books, you can make calendars, you can make slideshows that you can play on your TV. And so it's, you know, as soon as we get those photos digital, that's when we can kind of take everything to the next level. And so I'm going to post a link to the Epson Fast Photo Scanner over inside the Commando community. And if you're a relatively new listener, you're like, what the heck is she talking about, that Commando community? Well, it's a group of like-minded people just like you. We love tech and we love talking about it. And we love finding help and giving solutions and good things like that. And so inside the Commando community, we have the Q&A forum. So if you ever have a question about something digital, you can always post it there. And then our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy, help out from time to time. I jump in or Amber does. And but that's where I post links from the show. So you go to commando.com/community, and then there's a link on the left-hand side that says Q&A forum. And then once you hit the Q&A forum, that's where you see the stuff that I talk about. So this way it's all easy. It's just within reach. You don't have to Google search anything. And life's just too short for that. Hey, Ron, thank you so much for your call. And after you get everything all scanned, I'd love to see some of your photos. And so do keep in touch. It's time now for our weekly digital life hack. And this week it's brought to you by Total AV. All right, this week we're going to talk about 10 hidden Google Map tips and tricks. Things that you maybe you didn't know that you could do with Google Maps. I mean, we all use Google Maps for turn-by-turn directions, but what else can it be used for? So, like, number one on our list is, you ever try to meet somebody at an event or a venue or a party or what have you, and you're like, what you want to do is go to, like, the third truck and food truck and make a left and then make another right behind the restrooms and then make a... Okay, it's crazy. So what you can do is on Google Maps, you can send somebody your precise location, your exact location. So they will be directed just to the point where you're actually standing. Number two is kind of fun, is that if you've used Google Maps for any amount of time, is that you can go back in time, meaning that you can see everywhere that you've been. And we're going to tell you how to do all this. Don't worry about it. You can also save your parking in Google Maps, especially helpful when you're in one of those big venue parking lots. You know what I'm talking about. You can just put a pin that says you parked here. You can turn on a compass. A lot of people don't realize that. So you know if you're going north, south, east, or west. And if you have a big signal, we're going to tell you how you can use Google Maps offline, which is really handy too. Since 2019, we've been able to have walking directions that use augmented reality. And I don't know if you've tried to do this, but I used it recently when I was in Manhattan. And it's almost like playing Pokemon Go because you see the buildings all around you. But if you're not really sure where you're located, this is a super, super handy feature to use. Again, it's called walking directions with augmented reality. And as you're driving along, and you may say, you may hear like Google say, turn left or turn right, or at the roundabout, take the third exit. And you're like, was that the third exit or the second exit? Well, you can actually talk to Google Maps, and I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because then if you're driving, your Google Maps might go crazy, is that you can actually say, hey, what was that again? And you can hear that direction. You can go somewhere incognito if you want to buy somebody a gift, or I don't know where else you may be going. You can actually turn off Google Maps. You can find parking. And then just for fun, you can change your Google Maps icon. Again, we've got all the steps to do anything that I just spoke about. You don't have to worry about it over at commando.com. So hit commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And then once you're there, just hit the link at the top that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, oh my gosh, I have to tell you about this. Hackers have a clever new way to steal your login details. And this one's spreading like crazy. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you ever want to get the Kim Komando Show as a podcast, you can totally do that over at getkim.com, as well as if you're on Apple, you can subscribe to the Kim Komando Show podcast there. But we also have some other podcasts. We have Kim Komando Explains, which this past week I sat down with a cybersecurity expert, and we talk all about the dark web, the dark net, what actually happens there. Are you more susceptible to hacking if you actually go there? Why does it even exist? Why can't we take it down? And that's going to be released this coming week. So it's Kim Komando Explains. And then while I have you, we also have our daily tech update. It's 60 seconds of news every single day. And we also have our digital life hack. Again, 60 seconds. You will be totally in the know. You're going to have like these party tricks to impress all your family members and friends. So wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, the list goes on and on and on. Doesn't it seem like just search for Komando with a K. And I actually got an email from somebody the other day that said, you know, I really enjoy the show podcast when I'm out walking, but how do I leave a good review? So glad that you asked. Wherever you get your podcast, you might want to have to hit that more button or the three buttons where you'll be able to go ahead and give a review. I'm back to the calls we go with Bob in Danville, Pennsylvania. Hi there, Bob.
Hi there, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I enjoy your show, and mostly I enjoy your sense of humor. You have a great sense of humor.
Thank you. See? See, thank you. Somebody enjoys my jokes. Thank you.
Well, anyhow, what happened to me was I'm a veteran. I'm 76 years old. And there was a streaming service that offered a free subscription to their service for X amount of for so long if you're a veteran. And you have to prove you're a veteran. So what I did was, the first thing I thought of was my DD-214, which is your discharge papers.
Yeah.
And so I took a picture of it, and I sent it in. And I was accepted right away. And the next night, I'm laying in bed thinking, and I wonder if my Social Security number was on that thing. So I look at it, and sure enough, there it was. So I was worried about that. Of course, I beat myself up over that. And so I tried to get in touch with them, tried to get a phone number, could not get a phone number.
It's hard.
So I have four kids. I have four kids that are very savvy with this stuff. So I called them, several of them, and they said it shouldn't be a problem. But I'm still concerned about it, and I still tried to get in touch with them, could not get a phone number. But my one daughter found out that there was another entity, that another service that vetted who was calling in, you know, who was in as a veteran, and just to check, make sure that they were a veteran.
Sure.
So I tried to get in touch with them, and I couldn't get in touch with them either. Eventually, I did email both of them. And to this date, which is probably a week now, I haven't heard back.
Well, you know what? You are nothing but persistent, man. That's amazing. Yeah. And I'll tell you, that's the problem with these big tech companies. You know, they don't make it easy to get a hold of them, to call them, to getting any questions answered. May I ask what the service is that you signed up for?
Yeah, it was Fox Nation.
Well, so here's the deal, is that Fox Nation uses what's called Sheer ID. And Sheer ID is the authenticator, if you will, to make sure that your DD-214, you're actually a veteran, so you can get that year for free. Sheer ID is a big company, and they support companies like Nike and I think Under Armour and I think even Applebee's, you know, in order to make sure people are who they say that they are, okay?
Right.
So let me just ask you a question. Just ballpark it right now, Ron. How much do you think your Social Security number is worth on the dark web? How much do you think that somebody's actually paying for that?
I have no idea, Kim.
Oh, ballpark it. Come on, just guess. Give me a number. Any number.
$1,000.
$2.
$2.
Okay, that's
how about
all.
That?
Yeah, your Social Security number is only worth $2 on the dark net. Okay.
Wow.
So it's, you know, what you want to do is you keep track of your credit, but I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't lose any sleep about it. Okay. Everything's going to be fine. You know, nobody's going to take anything out in your name. If they wanted to do that, they have other easier means of getting that information. And that is by simply just going onto the dark net and then buying these massive databases. Because as I mentioned, it's like $2. How much do you think your credit card's worth on the dark web? Anybody? About, I don't know, $10-$15. That's not it. That's about it. Hey, listen, stay right where you are because coming right back, I got a huge warning about hackers. They have a really clever way about stealing your login information that you don't want to miss. Hey, you want to listen up to this. Now, if you've ever worked with PDFs, then of course, I know you've used Adobe Acrobat Reader. But a lot, among other things, it allows you to share files so you can collaborate. And it's used by so many different businesses and industries. But that collaboration tool is what the hackers are exploiting right now. See, here's what's going on. The hackers create these Adobe accounts, and then they start creating these malicious PDF files. So they send you an email, that's what they do, with links to those files. And since they look totally official, then you're more likely to click that link. But as soon as you enter your login credentials to look at the document, guess what? Bingo bango. The hackers have stolen your login details. So you know the drill. If you get a PDF file from someone you don't know, even if it looks like a legitimate organization, you know what I always say, stop and think, don't click the link. That's right. Stop and think, don't click that link. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. I don't know if you heard about this, but a standard 2021 Porsche Taycan has broken the Guinness World Record for the shortest charging time. This is amazing, to cross the United States in an electric vehicle. Get this, the Porsche only needed a charge time, cumulative charge time rather, of 2 hours and 26 minutes and 48 seconds to cover the 2,834.5 mile drive from LA to New York. Wow, just think about that. That is something. I mean, but the coolest thing about these new Porsches, really, is that it lets you know when its rear wing is raised. Yeah, sorry, that's a spoiler alert. Ooh, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. We talk about making money and saving money and, of course, all the gadgets and gizmos and what's left, which is just a little tiny bit of your online security and privacy. It's called the Kim Komando Show because I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, all 3 hours, whenever you want. Also the archives over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you spend your money on. And speaking of money, think about how much money you spend every month on your internet service. Do you know that everything that you're really paying for? Nobody does. Oh, they're going to maybe change with that. This week, the Federal Communications Commission unanimously approved a rule that will require that ISPs detail everything in their plans and how much you're being charged for it. And it's going to be like a nutrition label that you see on the food that you buy. So it's really easy to figure it all out. So you're going to see the prices and fees, the internet speeds, data allowances, and all the details that are specific for your plan. And it's going to give you an idea for exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for. Now, the bad news, it's not immediate. It's the government, of course. The FCC has to seek comment on the plan before finalizing it. So the rules may not go in effect until maybe closer to the end of this year. But number two, speaking of your internet service, you get what you pay for. Maybe not. Okay. What you want to do is, first of all, figure out how much do you really need to have to pay for your ISP every month. So you count up all of your devices, everything that you have connected, your Roku, your Fire TV sticks, even down to your smart plugs, your laptops, your computers, your phones, your tablets. And then you've got gaming consoles. And what about that smart doorbell? What about the smart light bulbs? I mean, anything that's quote unquote smart, it needs the internet, obviously, to keep it smart and be connected and online so you can look at your videos on your smart cameras and what have you. But all of that takes a smidgen or more of your internet connection. And so how much of an internet connection do you really need? Today, because so many of us are doing so much online, is that really 25 megabits? That's a bare minimum. But if things are bogged down, that's when it's time for you to up the ante. And once you have it all figured out, I want you to know if you're actually getting the speed that you've been promised. And so over at commando.com, we've got links. Say, for example, you can go to speedtest.net. That's .net, by the way. Fast.com will also tell you your download and upload speed. And you want to take that speed test a couple of times during the day, but make sure that you really always do it at like 8 or 9 p.m., because that's when things are the most busiest, and that's when you're probably going to see the biggest degradation in your service. Now, these new rules will eventually make these internet plans clearer, and one day we should all get to the promised land. I thought it was funny. Number three, some bright ideas for your outside lighting needs. I put together a package inside my kitchen in a place that I'm renting of these Philips Hue lights. And what's really nice about it is that these under-counter lights, I mean, it used to be like you have to call an electrician and get those little pock lights. And I mean, let me tell you, it just works like a dream. But Philips is coming out with some new type of lights. I just want to tell you about them real quick. The Philips Hue Inaria, it's like a vintage-style outdoor wall light with an old filament-type bulb. I mean, think about that. A smart light bulb that works outdoors with a filament bulb. I know, it's crazy. It's about $100. They also have a wall light, more modern. It can change colors. And then there's another wall fixture, shines light up and down, minimalistic. It's $160. These lights are not cheap, but they're compatible with just about any smart system that you have in your home, whether it's Amazon, Google, Samsung, or Apple. But you do need to have the Philips Hue bridge. And so if you are looking at Philips Hue stuff, I'm just telling you right now, you're probably going to need the bridge, okay? And the bridge is $60. It's not cheap. And once you add it all up, it really can be quite illuminating. Number four, have you ever wanted to make money with your videos? Think about this. We get this call on the show from time to time. Hey, Kim, I have a website. We also had recently, I think it was a woodworking group in Texas where they had like 3,000 videos and they were trying to figure out how they could monetize that and keep control of everything. Well, there's a website called Squarespace, and it's competitive to Wix and Weebly and things like that. But the reason why I bring it up is because I know that so many of you have asked. So if you have a cooking channel on YouTube and you have a cooking website, and so on your website, you're linking out to your YouTube videos to put them on your cooking website, is that now with Squarespace, and I'm sure the other ones are going to follow suit, is that you can actually set it up on your cooking website that you can charge money. I'm talking about real money. You can charge money so that this way you could get paid for those cooking videos. Now, of course, there are other ways to do it, but, you know, it's just going to make it really easy. But you do have to always watch out for scammers, because as you're out on the internet, scammers are posting these fake videos. And if there are ever any fake art lessons, just know that it's probably a little sketchy. Thank you very much. I'm here every night at 8. Okay, number five. Hey, Google, shut up already. That's right. If you have smart speakers in your house, you know what happens. You ask, I can't say it, because then if I say the A word, everybody's just, all their devices are just going to go crazy. So you know what I'm talking about, Alexa. Okay, if you say her and you ask her a question, then suddenly she just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, you ask for honeybees and then she's telling you about fava beans. Okay, and you're like, no, I really wanted honeybees. Okay, or you ask about something about a conversation and then you are talking about the French Revolution and you're like, okay, just stop already. You're driving me nutso crazo. Well, on an Echo, you may not know this, but you can say the A word and stop. You can also say shut up. I don't like to say shut up in our house. It just sounds rude. So I just say stop. You can do the same thing with Siri, but now, thank goodness, update this past week, you can do it with Google Assistant. You used to have to say, hey, and then, okay, whatever it may be. And now you can just say, stop. It's a small change, but how gratifying it is just to be able to say, stop already. Okay, true story. Got an email from Stu in Houston, Texas. Hello, Stu, watching us also here on the Commando Community, listening on KBLJ. He wrote, this is the exact question. Dear Kim, I love your show. I even like your jokes. Thank you, Stu. I asked Siri to tell me a joke, and she said that I should take a selfie. What is that supposed to mean? Stu, just smile. Just smile. Okay, coming up in just a few seconds. True or false? Okay, see if you know the answer. Okay, true or false? You need to submit a selfie with your taxes this year. True or false? Okay, don't cheat. Don't be Googling it. Just see if you know it. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254. We'll be right back coast to coast with all of your phone calls. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And coming up in just a few moments, that answer, true or false, do you need to submit a selfie with your taxes? Okay, make your guess right now, that answer to come. Hey, and just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch 1, 2, 3, all hours of the Kim Komando Show as a podcast, as a webcast, as well as all the archives over at getkim.com. And how about we start this hour with Father Andrew? Oh, my gosh, it's Father Andrew in Laramie, Wyoming.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good, good. I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yeah, I think it's just been a few months since I've been on the show, but gosh, it's been forever.
Okay, so not everybody knows our special relationship. Father Andrew. Okay, so
this is true.
Okay, so you started listening to the show at what age?
Ooh, I was probably 15 or so.
Okay.
My aunt would record your show on cassette tapes and give them to me.
And she would have to mail them to you in Wyoming, right?
Yeah. She did that a few times. But yeah, we would plug them in on the car when we'd go out to visit her too.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you came down, we met, and we became buds, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was so honored you invited me to your ordination. And mm-hmm. I was so excited to go. And so we get in the plane and we're like, you know, probably 10 minutes outside of Phoenix and probably 32,000 feet. And mm-hmm. I see the pilots like pulling out manuals. And I look at Barry and I'm like, that doesn't look good to me. You know, some things, I may be blonde. I buy the blonde hair. That doesn't look good. And so it turns out we lost an engine and turned around, came back. And I was so disappointed that I didn't get to see your ordination. But anyway, we've seen each other since. And so what's going on in your life now?
So, things are actually quite a bit crazier than I would have ever expected. And I mean that in a good way. I'm going back to school, which is not something that I would have ever have thought to say at this point in my life. I've been ordained a priest for 6 years now, and my bishop asked me if I would go study canon law. And so what that means essentially is that I'm applying right now to the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., and I will be heading there in the fall to study basically full-time for 2 years, and I'll come out with a canon law degree to help out in the diocese.
Okay, and then so is it a doctorate that you're getting?
So it's a European degree. It's a licentiate technically, but it's equivalent of a doctorate in the United States.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, so I don't even think I've quite understood what I've said yes to, but you know, this is kind of what happens. So the tech part of this whole thing, actually, it's really funny because the first time that I ever called into your show, I asked a similar question. I was asking about a laptop for college, and at that point, I was asking about Windows Vista. But this time, I was curious what your recommendations would be for someone who's going back into school. I have a MacBook Pro, but it's 5 years old, and I'm in the market for something new. And I'm open to a Windows. In fact, I think Windows might be the better option since it's an academic setting. But I kind of wanted to pick your brain on that.
Andrew, I'm going to tell you get a MacBook Pro. Okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, It's the same thing in an academic setting. But you've been on a MacBook Pro for 5 years, and you have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've already embraced this whole Apple ecosystem. And it's...
Yes.
And so for you to go back to Windows, and I say go back to, because you're going to be like, oh, gosh, why did I do that? You know what I'm talking about. You're going to get those Windows updates that never work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And they freezes up your system. You got to do, you know what I'm talking about with Windows versus Mac, is that you've got like 300 mm-hmm. different ways to do it on Windows, and none of them are easy. Okay. Versus on a Mac, oh, let me just open up the file. Let me just get it done. You know, so, but let me do this, Andrew. Your first question to me ever was Windows.
Okay.
So this, you know, we've all grown up. Okay. We're a big boy now. And so we're going to get a MacBook Pro, and you are going to be this week's recipient of the Kim Komando Charitable Trust Random Acts of Kindness.
Oh my gosh.
And I will send you a brand new 14-inch MacBook Pro.
Oh my gosh, Kim, that is absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so you have to promise me. I know you'll keep in touch. Yeah, I know you will.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. And that's Father Andrew. I've known him for over 15 years now. Our random acts of kindness, we do them every show. Hey, stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and this week is brought to you by Epson. Small business owners, don't compromise on your color printing. Meet Epson's EcoTank Pro. It comes with big ink tanks and a ridiculous amount of ink. That's the Epson EcoTank. Just fill and chill. Visit Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right, it's prime now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess. Is it brand new or not true? Because here's what happens. I see so many different press releases and products and sometimes Kickstarter, Indiegogo projects. And I always said to myself, like, who thought of that? Well, sometimes I'm surprised and it like becomes the next unicorn. So when playing Brand New or Not True, you are presented with three different products. Okay. Two are completely fake. I made them up. Only one is true. And you will notice that there are no product names given because sometimes people have been cheating and Google searching things, and we don't want you to cheat. I mean, it's like cheating in a limbo competition. How low can you go? And so if you do win Brand New or Not True, you get the much coveted Kim Komando Show fanny pack. That's right. You get a fanny pack. And playing along with us today is David, who listens to us in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, David.
Hey, Kim.
Welcome. And what do you do in Atlanta?
I'm a design engineer.
Oh, so you should be able to win Brand New or Not True, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I love this show.
All right. Okay, so you know the drill. Two products are fake and one is real. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Product number one. Your smart assistant can play music, make to-do lists, set alarms, stream podcasts, play audiobooks, and give weather, traffic, sports, and news. But until now, there was one place where you could go to be alone, where your smart assistant never went because she couldn't, and that's the pool. But those days are behind us now because thanks to completely waterproof cases, your assistant is there with you floating in the pool. They have cases for all kinds of things, like the Echo Dot has an IP67 certification, which means your smart assistant will be protected against 3.3 feet or 1 meter of submersion for a period of 30 minutes. But don't worry, it's not going to sink. It just has that reading just in case. Your smart assistant will listen as you playfully splash about or swim laps. But if there's a problem, maybe you yell, help, I'm drowning. Or you just stop swimming abruptly and you don't say, I'm okay. Your assistant will actually call 911 for you, or more likely, offer you a glass of water, because smart assistants are like that. $119.99. Product number two. Do you exercise, David?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, hoping to cash in at the at-home fitness explosion is a new type of exercise bike. There are no beautiful instructors. Gone too are the playlists with high BPMs to keep you going. You ride to play video games. Your character in the game doesn't move if you're not moving the pedals. So if you're in a car race, the faster you pedal, the faster your car goes. And if you pedal for certain amounts of time, you get to the next level, or you can wipe out your opponent. The controllers are on the handlebars, one for your left hand, one for your right. So whether you grew up playing Pac-Man or Roblox, now you can get into shape. But there could be a problem. If you ever break up with your gaming bike, it will be your Xbox. And maybe all you wanted to do was make a Switch. $1,500 plus a yearly subscription fee of $160. Finally, number three. A 23-year-old linguist from the University of Santa Cruz has a new app to fight drunk driving. Here's how it works. When going out on a night with your friends, you engage the device on your smartphone, turn on the app as you're getting out of the car. When you go to enter the car, you have to open up the app and you have to successfully recite a well-known childhood tongue twister. Theopolis Thaddeus Thistledown, the successful thistle sifter, while sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. Now, if you fail to successfully say that tongue twister two times within 90 seconds, the app will call you an Uber or Lyft to come get you and take you home. Yep, so that you don't drink and drive. It's a tough sentence. The app is free. All right, it's a tough week. I know it is. I know it is. Okay, so product number one, we have the smart assistant in the pool. We have product number two is the new type of exercise bike. And product number three is the tongue twister anti-drunk driving app. What do you
think? Which one's real?
Which one is real?
Which one's real?
Yes.
Well, I love the first one. I hope it is because I would love to be able to order like a frozen daiquiri while I'm in the pool, but I'm not sure if that's going to work. And the second one I think positively is true because I have an app thing that I play video games that way. The third one, there's no way I could say that twister tongue you just said. So I'm going with number two.
Okay. So David, a bona fide systems engineer, tech wizard, says number two. Are you sure, David?
Well, I said like the idea of number one because I like to order a frozen cocktail.
All right. So he's going to stick with number two. And what do our judges say?
Pulse One, the fully integrated gaming bike, directly transforming your physical effort into immersive gameplay.
It's expensive, though. I think that's expensive.
It is.
You know, $1,500, and then you have a 100-year subscription fee. But if you look at the Peloton's, you know, $2,000, $2,500 and $40 a month. But, you know, if you want to play games and get your exercise, there you go.
It's actually what works for my abs. That's what I, that little game, but it's only cost me $100.
That's much better. That's much better. Yep. and because you won, I know you're super excited. You get an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes.
Right.
All right. So how can I help you?
So my parents are in their 80s, and they have an iPad. And I currently help them on their laptop, which is a PC, and I use TeamViewer for my PC. But I'm looking for a solution to log into their iPad remotely, and I can't find anything.
Yeah, Apple doesn't want to open up their box for anybody, right? They like to keep it all locked down. You could use TeamViewer, but the only thing you can do is look, right? You can see what's going on.
I could at least look? That would be at least somewhat helpful to tell them.
And also, you know, if you had to set up a Google Meet, you could also, they could share their screen. And then that would be where you could actually see what's going on. John, our IT genius, said you could use, he thinks, Splash Top Connect in order to do that.
Never heard that one.
Splash Top Connect, he said, but it's $40 a month.
Oh.
So okay. I know. It's like, okay, so I could probably buy him a new iPad after a couple of months. We'll just forget the whole thing. So your folks are in your 80s. Have you looked at the Amazon Echo Show for them?
Mm-mm.
It's really a great device. So you would have an Echo Show and they would have an Echo Show. And what's really great about it is you can say, drop in on mom and dad, and then their video screen just lights up and you can say, hi, how are you? And then they can say, drop in on our wonderful son, David. And then your screen pops up, and then there are their happy faces. Okay.
Nice.
Very nice. The other thing, too, is that if you're worried about mom and dad, is that they can always say, call for help. And then the Echo will call you, or it will call 911. If they forget to take their meds, it will remind them to take their meds. And you can actually see what their activity is. And so you know that they're okay. If you haven't heard from them for a day, you want to see if they were up and about, it will tell you.
That's got a lot of benefits.
You know what? It really does. It really does. And I was also thinking with the Echo Show, if you did that solution for them, they could actually show you, like on a video call, here, this is the iPad. You know, this is what's going on. I know it's not the same as remoting in, because remoting in, you could just fix it, whiz bang, and it's done, right?
Sure, correct. I do that almost every other day on his laptop, but on the iPad, I can't. But that's a great idea. They could at least show it to me.
Yes.
And that's half the issue. I can't see what they're describing. Because I don't know about your parents, but whatever happens to my parents' computer has never happened in the history of computers, what I call it. Every time. Amazing.
They're the only person in the entire world that has figured out how to mess up Windows to that extent. Okay, so been there, done that. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? When you have to, especially when you say, okay, hit the start button. Where is that?
Yes, the print keeps moving. But, you know, I said that recently, I'm glad I get to still talk to them. So yes. I'm happy to help them.
You know what?
They ask the same question.
You know what? It is. You're a great son, and you have a lot of patience with them, which is definitely what we all need when we're dealing in those situations. So, you know, take a look at the Echo Show. You know, they have 8-inch and 10-inch and 5-inch.
Sure.
You know, so the 8-inch, the 10-inch is if they wanted to actually watch movies and stuff on it, but the 8-inch or the 5-inch is probably sufficient enough for as far as you keeping in touch and then them wanting to drop in on you. And just to let you know that before your screen actually goes clear where they can see you and you can see them, there's like 10 seconds. So, and you can always turn off the video if you wanted to or whatever, but turn off the button. But anyway, that something just pass along that also might be a little bit of a solution. Thanks for playing along. You're a great contestant, David, and congratulations on the big win. We're talking about that Kim Komando Show fanny pack. It's time now for our privacy tip brought to you by GarShield. All right, this week we're talking about Facebook privacy settings. And these are the most important security checks that you need to do. Like, number one, I want you to disconnect the off Facebook tracking activity, and I want you to delete what it is, because Facebook does, and they track what you do offline. You can keep Facebook from listening. They say that they don't, but there's a microphone setting I want you to turn off. You can change who can find or see you and your posts on Facebook, make your past posts less visible, and then you can also turn off search engines linking to your Facebook profile. You can also hide your location. There's tons of steps to do all this stuff, by the way. There's also a timeline review. This is really important, too. Set up a legacy account and trusted contacts for when you pass away. Maybe you get locked out. And you also want to enable two-factor authentication. And there's a Facebook privacy tool you need to know about. For links to all of this and all the steps, if you're on Facebook, hey, do it now. Don't put it off. Okay, head over to komando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, we got a lot more to cover, as well as more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, here's the Kim Komando Show. You know, every day on your local radio station, you could be getting the Daily Tech Update and also the Digital Life Hack. Like, for example, the Daily Tech Update this past week, a couple of things that you may have missed about tech jobs are hot. And I tell you, all the cities where the tech jobs are increasing, and also in the Daily Tech Update, really important alert about, guys, stop putting your smartphone in your front pocket or back pocket. Our DLH, Digital Life Hack, I taught you how to not only speed read a book, but also speed read and speed listen through podcasts. And also, if you're just typing a word or two to find videos on YouTube, I gave you a whole bunch of hints on how to find live events and captions and good things like that. So make sure wherever you get your podcasts, or search for Komando with a K, and get the Daily Tech Update and the Daily Digital Life Hack. Let's see. Brent in Sheboygan, Michigan. Hello there, Brent.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for taking this call. I hope you're my last resource to get an answer or direction.
Okay.
So, if you ever see someone, you know, we have death and taxes, and we can't avoid it.
Right.
And when I get notifications of people, whatever, and they redirect you to a site, all you see is one picture with 50 words, and that sums up their life. Well, I'm not doing that. I want to take all my pictures from all my devices, and I'm doing that now, and put it on a USB, and be able to take that and show everything with captions, because I've been around the United States and I've met a lot of people, worked with a lot of people. And when the day comes, I want my sister to be able to take that and give it
to somebody.
That would be give it to somebody, or to be able to play it when that day comes in the next, whatever, 20 years.
Wow.
But I've looked at stuff online, and I just don't see where a product that could do it. And I'm in IT, I've been in for a long time, but I'm not a PowerPoint person.
Yeah. I was thinking you could do it in PowerPoint. You can do it in Google, and Google not presentation. That's what it's called. Windows has an image slideshow. But there's also something else that might be easier. It's called Canva, Canva. And what's nice about Canva is that it's really simple and easy to use. And in addition to that, instead of putting it on a thumb drive, I want you to put it in the cloud. Because what happens with thumb drives, I just talked about this with the guy in the last hour, is that we lose them, they get broken, we put them in a drawer, we don't know what's on them. I've got about probably 5 or 6 in my desk drawer, and someday I'm like, I'm going to go look at them, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like you probably have more than I do. Do you?
I do, but what I do is I move them, and then I destroy them because I have secure stuff out there on the drives.
So
I also want to be able to add stuff as time goes on.
Well, you know, for that, you know what? Then don't do Canva. Let me post some links for some image slide software, because that's what you're going to want to use. Because if you're going to want to keep going in there, you're not going to want a monthly fee. And so inside the Commando community, on Monday, I will post links to 3 different Windows-based slideshow programs for you to take a look at. Hey, you know, you're planning your, like, death slideshow. Go out for a bike ride instead. Come on, Brent. You sound like a great guy. Let's not get the Grim Reaper just quite yet. I love you. Hey, stay right where you are. More of the show's coming up. Hey, if you just see some random QR code hanging out there and you're like, I wonder where it goes, don't do that. Be smarter than that. It's also like picking up a USB drive off the ground and putting it in your system. Hackers are literally everywhere. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss. You're on the Westar Multimedia Network. Now, I'm sure you remember the massive volcanic eruption that took out Tonga. It killed at least 3 people. It was so sad. Well, what you may not know is the country is served by an undersea fiber cable that brings them the internet. Now, the cable is about the size of a garden hose. So Elon Musk gets on Twitter this past week and he says, hey, maybe I can send some Starlink satellites to Tonga. You know, Starlink, SpaceX, it's a way of giving everybody around the world internet access using those satellites. Well, about 9 minutes later, Elon Musk tweeted, I'm going to read it. Could the people from Tonga let us know if it's really important for SpaceX to send over those Starlink terminals? How can they? They're offline. I guess even billionaires have a brain freeze from time to time. I mean, think about this. If you invested early into Tesla stock, you would probably be a millionaire. If you invested early into Apple, you may be a billionaire. Who knows? But if you invested $10 in 1890 in any stock, you'd be dead. And on that happy note, welcome, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen of all ages, to yet another hour of America's most trusted source for all things digital. I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, anytime you want, over at getkim.com. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. And a special thanks and shout out goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation. All right, let's start this over with 5 things that you need to know about future tech. And we're going to start with, well, it's a line between traditional warfare and cyber warfare. And you don't really hear about these stories every day. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because, you know, everybody's talking about the Ukraine. But a self-proclaimed pro-democracy hacktivist group says it hacked the railway system of Belarus, a country north of Ukraine. Why? It has to do with the buildup of roughly 100,000 Russian troops along the Ukrainian border, and it has no signs of de-escalation. Now, Belarus is a Russian ally, and word has it that the country's rail system is being used to transport tanks and weaponry to the Belarus-Ukrainian border. Well, a few days ago, a hacktivist group known as Cyber Partisans, they posted a social media message saying it hit the railway system and it loaded them down with ransomware. They say that they encrypted the servers, the databases, the workstations, affecting traffic control, customs stations. They say they're going to release the systems if Russia cools it with the military buildup. And they're also demanding the release of about 50 political prisoners. So it's kind of like a two-bird situation. So far, the investigators, they have no leads to find members of this group. But since we're talking about hacked rail systems, they're obviously really good at covering their tracks. Yes, stay for the meatloaf. It's really good. Number two, a flying car that's getting off the ground. I'm so excited about this. I'd love to have it. It's a Slovakian company called Klein Vision. The two-seater air car completed a flight from one airport in Slovakia to another one about a half hour away. And the company's founder was behind the wheel. Love that. It takes off and lands on a runway like a plane. And during flight, it hits a speed of about 100 miles per hour. Not super fast for anything in the air. Once on the ground, the wings fold up into a car, and then it just hits the streets. Now, it was followed by more tests after 6 months, and now another milestone. It was granted. This is really a big deal. I mean, I know a lot about aviation. This is a big deal. The air car was granted a certificate of airworthiness by the Transport Authority of Slovakia. Okay, it doesn't mean that it just cleared to fly in that country. Because it's issued in compliance with the European Aviation Safety Agency, wow, you could see a flight originate in France and head over to the UK or back and forth. It also opens the door for mass production, but they say they're still trying to land on a final design. I was so sad about this, number three. I really was. I was super excited. I'm on the waiting list. Let's go back to November of 2019 when Elon Musk unveiled the Cybertruck. Okay, we can all see it in our minds. Yes, it looks like a five-year-old droid. 2 years later, production was supposed to have begun, but apparently Elon Musk and Tesla, they're not immune to manufacturing issues, supply chain problems. And so now Elon Musk says the Cybertruck won't arrive till at least 2023. And that's not the only Tesla EV getting pushed back. In an earnings call this past week, Elon Musk announced that the release of the electric 18-wheeler and its Roadster will also be delayed until next year. Why? Why do you think this is happening? Well, it seems like Elon Musk is changing gears. No pun intended. He wants to develop a humanoid that he's going to call the Tesla bot, known as Optimus. He says that the AI-powered humanoid robot is the most important product that Tesla is developing this year, and it has more potential than the car business, you know. But like Elon Musk, the whole thing sounds pretty high maintenance. Let's see. Number four, does your iPhone accept credit cards? Pretty soon it will. According to Bloomberg, Apple's plan revolves being able to pay through the iPhone. No extra devices needed. You're like, yeah, I get that. It already kind of works. It's going to use the existing NFC chip that's already used with Apple Pay. But here's how it's different. When you're checking out, you would be able just to tap your credit card on the back of a merchant's iPhone. So no more of that square device needed. Or if you make it even easier, you can just tap two phones together, and then the transaction would happen. Apple apparently has been working on this since 2020, right around the time it bought this Canadian startup by the name of MobiWave for a little chunk of change, $100 million. That company developed a way for smartphones to accept payments by just tapping a credit card. It really is another sign of Apple looking to have like the next big money maker for the iPhone. But as far as the wow factor with this, you know, it's like my favorite credit card. No interest. And finally, number five, the next generation of Wi-Fi is here. You're like, what? I'm just hearing about Wi-Fi 6. I mean, what's going on with that? You know, Wi-Fi 6 is basically the same as the old Wi-Fi, except it's much faster, much, much faster, up to 10 gigabits per second. Now, For reference, Wi-Fi 5 tops out at around 3.5 gigs. So you can see this is really a big jumperoo. So, but even if you're ready for Wi-Fi 6, it's only possible if you have the right gear, right? You can't use an old Wi-Fi router. You got to go buy a new Wi-Fi 6 router, and all your gadgets have to be compatible with the upgrade. Oh, and just also have to mention that your ISP has to be in the game too. So everything's all basically brand new. So testing is already underway for the next generation of Wi-Fi. Because remember, this is part of the show we're talking about future tech, and that's Wi-Fi 7. So it's not 10 gigs per second. What do you think Wi-Fi 7 is? Anybody? Anyway, Wi-Fi 7, how many gigabits per second? All right. If you're playing along in the interactive chat room in the community, go ahead, make your guess now. The answer is 30 gigs per second. Whew, that's fast. So forget a movie in seconds. We're talking about an entire series in 4K, download that in like 2 seconds. And it's possible routers capable of Wi-Fi 7 could hit the market as soon as next year, but probably not likely because Wi-Fi 6 is barely taking hold. But honestly, you know, I'm not really ready to move on from my current connection and set up because, you know, I suddenly just have a really strong connection. I know. All right, coming up in just a few moments, why you should stop renting your modem and buy a new one instead. That answer, and of course, all of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. And just a quick reminder, you can always email me your questions. I'd love to get your notes. And the best way to email me is to do it through the website. Head over to komando.com. And on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And I read every single note that you send me. All right, just a few moments. We're going to be talking about why you should stop renting your modem and buy one and which ones are the best ones. And how about we start this hour with Greg in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. Hello there, Greg.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. How can I help you out today?
Okay, so there's a person that keeps calling my grandmother about saying that she has all this like porn on her computer. And so she has paid her money to have remote access to her computer. And she's paying her money, and I think it sounds like a scam.
Oh, it's totally a scam. I mean, yes, totally. And who knows what else this person put on your grandmother's system, right?
Yeah, I went over there to, like, she couldn't get on her email. And then there was, like, some new web browser I'd never seen before, plus, like, some other programs they installed.
She's not doing any banking, anything on that computer, is she?
I believe she mostly just checks her email and looks at Facebook.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. And you want to get her off that computer, or how can I help you?
Can am I able to go in and like delete all the stuff this person's put on there? But I don't even know what I'm looking for.
You know what? And that's, you know what? That's the problem, Greg, is that you don't know what you're looking for. Okay, and I'm not saying just to you, is that I wouldn't know everything I'd be looking for either, because you'd have to look in every nook and cranny. And then they have probably hidden it in system files. And so you'd have to look. So your best defense when this happens, and I know it's a complete pain in the neck, it really is. But you've got two things that you need to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, number one is we need to tell Granny, okay, you're getting scammed, okay? You don't have porn on your computer. You're not looking at porn, okay? And porn just doesn't show up. It just doesn't happen like that. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So that's number one. And you can tell her if you want. We'll send you an audio clip, and you can actually play this for her, okay?
Yeah, she doesn't believe anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll believe me, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then number two is that you're going to have to do a whole factory reset on this computer. And that means, like, taking it down to, like, when she first got it, wiping out, formatting the drive, which is a pain in the neck. Actually, you got three things. The third thing is we need to not let her have a computer anymore, okay? It doesn't mean that we're taking away email and Facebook. We're not going to do that. But what we're going to do is we're going to get her an iPad, or you can get her a Fire from Amazon. Okay, where she can do her email, she can get on Facebook, She can talk to the grandkids. She can have a Skype, FaceTime call, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. And mm-hmm. if all the grandkids and everybody's on Apple, I'd get her a nice iPad. And just this way she can correspond with them and they can FaceTime her. It would be easy for her. Okay. And so those are your three marching orders right now. And I know you're busy, but that's so that we don't let her get taken in the future by something worse, you know. And, you know, right now they're on porn and, you know, they're on the porn kick, you know. But how old's your grandmother?
She's 92.
Okay. She's not at the porn sites.
I know, right?
I mean, you know, she just wants to check her email. She just wants to be with her family members and friends on Facebook and maybe read a joke along the way, right? I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
The only thing that matters to her at this point in her life is family. And you know what? And you're a great grandson for taking control of this. And so, if you want, would you like an audio file of this whole call?
Yeah, I think that would help a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I think number one, Granny's also going to realize what a gem you are. I mean. That, you know, really, seriously. Yeah. I mean, you know, you care enough about her and you're willing to go in there and step into it. So Danielle was going to make a note and she's going to make a copy of this and she's going to email that off to you. So the bottom line here is we need to get Granny a new device, okay? Get her an iPad or get her an Amazon Fire because those are really easy to use and we don't have to worry about it this ever again. And thank you so much for your call today, Greg. Pretty awesome. All right, the bottom line here is this. If you were renting your modem from your ISP, you are wasting big money. You're better off buying one that you're going to use. And you want a DOCSIS 3.0. And so here's the deal. Don't worry about the specs. Just head over to commando.com, hit the link that says Kim Show. We've got it all spelled out. Stay right where you are. We got so much more coming up. Okay, coming up in just a few moments, we have the easiest ways to connect your smartphone to your TV. It's not as hard as you think. But this is part of the show where we like to check in with Ali Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at commando.com. Hello there, Ali.
Hi, Kim.
So you have been on a quest, is that right, to find how we can make money with stuff that is like stuck in drawers, garages, maybe even attics?
Exactly. Stuff that might just be sitting around in your house worth a lot of money. We are going to go back in time to the 80s. We're mostly going to be talking about stuff from the 80s because why not? You know, often these lists focus on things like, you know, if you had an iPod Classic, cool, yeah, that'll fetch you $20,000 those have sold for. But if you had one, you probably already would have sold it. So we're going to dig in the crates a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, the first one on the list, we're going to start not with tech, but something that I just have to tell you about because the figure is so astounding. Now, this is called the Astronaut B Pez Dispenser.
Okay, so wait. Pez Dispenser. So it's like a little Pez dispenser?
Exactly.
Like you put
the little
candy
out of it.
Yes, and like you lift the head back. Okay.
Exactly. $32,000.
No way.
Way. And the reason is because this was designed for the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee. And there were only two of them made.
Oh,
okay. So I know that you don't have one of those around, but let's go into some you might, because these are kind of mass produced products, right? You're not going to make $32,000, but hey, maybe you make a few hundred. First up, we've got the Texas Instruments Speak and Spell. Remember that? It was like a little computer for kids that taught them how to say, you know, commonly mispronounced words and how to spell them. I actually had one of these. I didn't get it, you know, originally, but I think we kept around for my siblings. Even still today, if it's in decent condition, you can get up to like $100 for these.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. It's right.
Okay. This one, I cheated a little bit. Bakelite phones. Now, these are the classic rotary phones. If you think about, you know, what's the phone that we had in our house in the 70s and the 80s, you might have had a Bakelite. I bet a lot of you are picturing it right now. Now, they were manufactured basically the 30s through the 70s, but a lot of people still had them around. And these phones, again, if it's in decent condition and you just got it sitting in the garage, $100. Great. Go sell it on eBay and get that right now.
Let me tell you, as a person who just moved and went through every single thing in my house, okay, you need to go check your nooks and crannies and your garages because you may have stuff that is actually worth some money.
Or you can help your older relatives with this, right? If you know somebody that their garage is packed full of stuff from the years, there might be some treasures in there. Okay, moving on to the Atari 2600. This was originally branded the Atari Video Game Computer System. Now this one, because there were so many Ataris and they were so popular, you don't get a lot for the console itself, probably around $200. But the games, that's really where the money is at. And they don't necessarily even need to be this, you know, mint condition, still shrink wrapped. A game called Red Sea Crossing, valued at around $10,000.
No.
A game. Wow. Yeah. A game called Air Raid, sold a few years ago, a copy of it for $30,000.
Now, are these being sold like at like Sotheby auctions, or is this
eBay is a popular one for this kind of, you know, things that where we're talking in the few thousand dollar range. I would say eBay and even Etsy are popular places for this.
You know, I didn't think about Etsy. You know, yeah. I you know what? Because, you know, you can buy just about anything on Etsy.
Oh, my gosh. You sure can.
Which I still like. You know, Barry totally loves that chair that I got him. And I think I told you about it. It's a, you know, Barry's my husband. I got him for Christmas. It's a real chair from a 747 airplane. Okay. And it has like even the tray table in the back. It has this little seat belt, you know, and it
so
has
cool.
the life preserver under. And they put wheels on it. So now it's an office chair. So it's like.
And I don't think people realize, you know, you might think of Etsy and think it's just crafts, right? It's great. I'm going to go buy what, a quilt, somebody making candles. But no, you can buy really cool vintage stuff on
yeah,
Etsy too.
That's true. Okay. What do you have next on your list now?
The Sony Walkman. So the original, the TPS L2. You could probably picture it. It was that silver and dark blue metal case. So this was the first personal stereo, of course. Sony thought at the time, yeah, maybe we'll sell 5,000. In the first 2 months, they sold 30,000. And if you've got one sitting around, you can get about $800 for it.
Wow. Now, does it have to work?
That's a good question. I think to get the most money for it, yes. But a lot of these things, because people are trying to, you know, make older ones work again, you can sell them for parts.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, yeah. Good.
All right. This is one I definitely had growing up. I know we've talked about it. The Teddy Ruxpin. It was a little motorized bear that you put tapes into. It would tell stories. It
frightening. Blinked.
It was frightening. Very scary.
Yes.
Yes. You can get up to $1,000 for a Teddy Ruxpin. So I'm pretty bummed that we got rid of ours many years ago. All right, the Commodore 64, of course. This is the best-selling computer of all time, in a large part because it was so affordable. It was only about $600 at the time. And one in mint condition sold pretty recently for $1,200. So if you happen to have one around.
I think we have one on the shelf here in the studio. Yeah, we do. We got a Commodore 64. Yes.
Well, hey, if we need $1,200.
There we go.
You know what to do. A more high-priced option, we'll say, was the Macintosh 128K. Now, this was, you can picture it, right? It's got the small yes. screen, it's mm-hmm. beige, it's got the keyboard and the mouse with it. So where the Commodore was affordable, this thing was expensive. Way back then, in 1982, it cost $2,500, the equivalent of like $6,200 today.
Wow, that was a lot. I remember that. That was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, apples have always been expensive, right? So I went and looked on eBay right now. There are lots of these for around the $4,000 range. So you can still make some good money on it. This one I thought was really fun. The Hewlett-Packard HP01 watch. This was a calculator watch. It's a pretty dorky looking little watch,
it
we
is.
Can say.
Yeah, it is.
Has the little stylus with it so you can push the buttons. But it was this, you know, fancy, it came in stainless steel or gold. The average, you know, even for decently used, $1,000 to $4,000, but a mint condition one sold a few years back for $14,000.
Okay. Now, okay, you have to picture the person who needs to have a calculator strapped to their wrist. I mean, oh, okay, well, 10,002 divided by 45 is here. Watch, kids, look at this.
Oh, and he thought he was so cool. Oh, didn't he?
When he had, and then we always make fun of him. I mean, they had that pocket protector. I mean, I'm certain that person had a pocket protector too.
I'm certain as well. All right. This one, the luxury watch company, Panerai, they made a compass in 1984 that is so sought after that I found one on sale online for $24,000.
Wow.
So if you know somebody in your life that, you know, back in the day, they really cared about watches and, you know, compasses, I guess. Yes. This one can get a lot of money. All right, we're going to do one for the coin collectors among us. In 1983, there was a run of quarters where it said, "In God we trust." It was all smudged. And so those smudged quarters, one was recently listed on Etsy for $21,000 for one quarter.
Okay. You know, I have a big jar of money.
Do you want to pick through it and see if you find anything smudged?
Is there anything smudged? Anything in here?
All right. And we're going to finish with something worth so much money. And it's often on these lists, right? Comic books. Those can be worth an absolute ton. And the biggest one from the 80s is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one from 1984. This was the most expensive comic book published in the 80s. One listed on eBay for $79,950.
Wow. Comic books. You know,
can you imagine?
No. You know what? I was never really into comic books. Were you ever into comic books?
No, I wasn't. My husband is, and I've read a couple over the years at his suggestion, and it's fun. You have to get used to it, and it's definitely a different type of entertainment, different type of reading.
Okay, so you know, last week we talked about all these weird jobs, and we got quite a few notes from people saying, like, where can I see that list? And so you put the list up online, right, on the website?
Yep, it's on commando.com. We have weird, interesting, fun, strange, wacky ways to make money. There are a lot of good ones on there. I think we agreed, Kim, that we are going to try a couple and then report back.
Yes, we're going to try the online jury. I want to be part of it. I want to hear that case, and I want to look at that lawyer and say, that's just garbage. I would never buy that. Hey, Al, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll have this as a list over at commando.com in the forthcoming future. And right now, I got to tell you about a great tip about how to connect your smartphone to your TV, and it's brought to you by iDrive. All right, the line between our gadgets is blurring, right? I mean, you can see who's at your front door on your phone or your computer. You can adjust the thermostat wherever you're located on your phone. And then there are these smart TVs, and they truly are smart because they really can do so much more than what you're thinking about. Like, for example, like, you know, your smart TV can show all of your photos. You can have it show all the planes that are traveling around the country or overhead. But there's also something else. If you have something on your phone that you want to show on your TV, it's really wonderful to be able to do that. You can cast photos and videos. You can play games. And, of course, I know what you're thinking. Well, I can use a USB or HDMI cable. Yeah, you can do that. If you want to keep it wireless, which is better, streaming platforms like Amazon Fire TV and Roku offer screen mirroring. And, of course, there's always the really cheapo, inexpensive Google Chromecast. Now, if you have an iPhone, it's super easy to connect to an Apple TV or smart TV because it has something called Apple AirPlay. Now, don't worry if you didn't catch all that, because we put together a whole list of all the different ways that you can connect your smartphone to your TV. Maybe if you need some cables, adapters, I know it gets to be kind of annoying, and it does get a little confusing. So just head over to commando.com, and then there's a link at the top of the page that says Kim's Show. Again, that's commando.com, and then hit the link that says Kim's Show. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming up, we have more of your phone calls, and then still to come this hour, I got a big warning about these at-home COVID tests that you might see for sale online. And, of course, you have more of me, Kim Commando. All right, one of our great newsletters, and, of course, you know, you can get the daily tips, the breaking news alerts. We have newsletters now for Apple and Windows and small businesses and travel, and it goes on and on. In addition to that, over at commando.com, you can set your preferences. So whatever newsletters that you're getting from us, you can check and uncheck. But now there's also a preferences section. So if you get one newsletter, four newsletters, whatever it may be from commando.com, head over to commando.com/subscribe. You type in your email address, and then the newsletters that you're subscribed to will automatically populate. And then there's a handy dandy box on that page, too, where you can actually start checking things that you'd like to learn more about. Again, that's commando.com/subscribe. And while you're in there, make sure that you're subscribing to the current newsletter. Okay, it's an amazing product. It comes out 2 days a week, Saturdays and Tuesdays. It contains exclusive video links, exclusive links you're only going to find in the current. So you don't want to miss out on this. So you can go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. We actually made it easier. You can go to getthecurrent.com. Once again, that's getthecurrent.com. And again, in order to set your preferences for your newsletters, that's commando.com/subscribe. George in Queens, New York. Hello there, George.
Hey, Kim, how are you? You are definitely the tech goddess.
Thank you, George. You're sweet.
Yes, I am a longtime listener, but first-time caller. And my question is about call recording app and also just a regular recorder. I have an iPhone 13.
Okay.
And I went online. I looked at the App Store, and I want to get your recommendation because I need something simple. The ones I looked at had like call forwarding. The part of it was too confusing.
Well, you know, what happens is that with Apple and recording phone calls, they like to keep it as a closed system, George. Okay. So what they have to do is it's almost like they have a third number, a third party. And there's things like RevCall and Tape a Call. And these are apps that you can put on there. And of course, you always have to make sure call recordings, I'm not a lawyer, it has to be safe in your state and okay in the state and who needs to know and, you know, that whole thing. And it varies by state. But that said, probably the easiest way to record a phone call is that there's this like little headset that's connected to a recording device. And so it automatically records the call for your iPhone or Android. And it records ordinary calls, incoming, outgoing calls. It also can record Skype and YouTube and things like that. And it's not expensive. It's it's about $50. But if you're looking to record phone calls an easy way on your iPhone, this Bluetooth, it works via Bluetooth, and it's earphones that you put in. Again, it's connected to like this little gadget. It's about the size of, I don't know, I guess you'd say an old matchbook or something like that. And I'll post a link to it, George, over inside the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, and if you go into the Q&A forum, you'll find a link for it right there. And thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, we have some red flags about some at-home COVID tests you need to know about. All right, so here's the deal. You know, you can get 4 free tests from the government. And so if you start seeing some tests on Amazon, make sure that you read the reviews because there's a lot of fake ones going around. Hey, thanks for joining us. So glad that you're here with us week after week. And don't forget, 24/7, make sure you check out commando.com.